Now let's look over these four John Deere manure spreaders. The Model L, Model R, Model N, and Model W. Before we examine each model separately, let's see the outstanding features they all have in common. They have a heavy steel frame and treated wood sides and bottom securely tied together by angle iron ribs, forming a rigid unit. John Deere spreaders have armored rolled steel side flares and a slanted adjustable arch pipe, which protects box and beaters against damage when loading. Slanted arch pipe also ensures better feeding to upper beaters and keeps beaters in proper alignment. Beaters and widespreads on John Deere spreaders have roller bearings with plenty of grease capacity at both ends to make them light running. They last longer, too. These two shredding beaters have round teeth riveted into U-shaped steel bars. Teeth are arranged so they pull manure inward and have blunt ends to assure an aggressive tearing action. This high-speed widespread distributes manure in a wide uniform pattern. Its drum-like construction prevents wrapping. Boxes on John Deere spreaders are wider at the rear than front. This helps prevent plugging. Now let's take a closer look at each spreader. First, the 134 bushel PTO drive Model N. The power line which drives the beaters and widespread is simple and direct. It consists of four major units. First, this flexible, telescoping, universal joint, fully shielded drive shaft that transmits power from tractor to this roller chain cross drive. Spreaders can be converted from 540 to 1000 RPM by changing sprockets connecting power shaft and cross drive. This fully shielded side shaft relays power from cross drive to spreader gear case. High-grade steel-cut gears that drive beaters and widespread are sealed away from dirt, dust, and moisture inside this malleable iron gear case. They run in a constant oil bath. John Deere spreaders are designed to spread manure uniformly at speeds up to 6 miles per hour. The end spreader is regularly equipped with a ground-driven conveyor, which maintains a smooth flow of manure into beaters, regardless of ground speed. Drive for conveyor is shown here with wheel and shields removed. This low-cost power drive attachment will enable you to operate conveyor and unload your Model N spreader while standing still. Amount of manure spread per acre can be increased or decreased with this lever. That's easy to reach from your tractor seat. Here's the 95 bushel PTO drive John Deere Model W spreader. It's quite similar to its big brother, the Model N. However, the Model W is regularly equipped with power conveyor drive instead of the ground drive, which was shown on the Model N. Here are John Deere's two outstanding ground-driven spreaders. The 76 bushel Model L and the 95 bushel Model R. Power to beaters and widespread is relayed from spreader's wheels through this simple system of chain drives. These eccentric arms transmit power from axle to conveyor feed and ensure a uniform flow of manure into beaters. There are 5 feed settings. Here are 3 attachments for John Deere spreaders that you should know about. This low-cost agricultural lime spreading attachment for models L, R, and W spreaders. And this end gate attachment keeps sloppy manure from falling through beaters when hauling loads down the highway or around your barnyard. And this easy on, easy off, self-unloading forage box attachment will keep your Model N spreader at work the year round, spreading manure in the fall and winter, filling silos, and feeding green chop in spring and summer. Remember, there's a size and type of John Deere spreader to match every livestock operation. Let's demonstrate one on your farm soon.